If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. What's going on, Hollywire? Welcome to Power Players, where we break down the top five celebrities dominating the headlines. I'm your host, Alex Shipman.
I'm Toni Morris, and let's get to the list.
Yes.
All right, so at number five, we have our girl, Addison Rae. Addison Rae is in the news this week as she has continued to deal with allegations that she might be a Trump supporter. This all began 2 weeks ago when a video went viral of Addison approaching former President Trump at a UFC event and shaking his hand. This came after rumors swirled back last year that Addison supported the Republican president. Much of this has come to a head this week when she was pressed about her political alliance again with the Hollywood Fix, and she opted to ignore the question altogether. On top of the political drama, however, Addison has remained in the news for more typical reasons, such as she is maybe rumored that she's jealous of ex-boyfriend Bryce Hall, who is allegedly dating Riley Hubaka, as well as typically for Addison Rae, she's just randomly now just posting about some socks and some a denim hat and a cowboy outfit and a denim skirt.
I mean,
did I just call everything denim there? That was denim.
She looks beautiful, of course, and that's what makes Addison such a power player. She's always in the headlines, whether it comes to who she's supporting politically, her relationship status with Bryce Hall, of course, and the latest fashion she's rocking.
And what's powerful about Addison here is she deals with drama all the time.
Yes.
She deals with headlines all the time. She deals with Hollywire all the time. You know, she's probably thinking about it. But you know what? She's like, I'm just gonna post this photo of her in a cool mini skirt and a cowboy hat.
I mean, she can do that. You know, it is her choice whether she responds to any of these allegations or the controversies that she's involved with. But her job is she's a content creator and she has to keep giving the content to the fans. And so that's what she's doing.
It's like she can play both worlds.
She can.
She can like play both worlds. Like this is intense. Like she's shaking hands with the President of the United States, and we've had our differences. We've been talking about this off camera, and she's like literally just got out of her seat, walked up to the President, Donald Trump, ex-President Donald Trump, and was like, hi, I'd like to introduce myself to you. I mean, that's some guts, that's some balls for somebody
yes.
to go and do that kind of thing.
It's very brave. You know, Addison has cameras on her at all times. She's been involved in this controversy for a while. You know, there are tweets she allegedly liked about this same issue. It was very brave of her. But again, you know, he is our former president, and whether or not you agree or support him, there are a lot of people out there that would still take that chance to shake his hand.
But my question is, why doesn't she just say what she believes? If she's in NBA, she's being interviewed by the Hollywood Fix, and she's answered the Hollywood Fix on other things. She goes out and has a pink car and is chased down by the Hollywood Fix, and she loves that, and she'll constantly go and talk to the Hollywood Fix or any paparazzi. But then when this comes out, she just doesn't answer.
One can argue that she doesn't have to answer.
Well, then it would squash this. It would squash this whole thing, and we wouldn't have to deal with it. We wouldn't even be talking about it. She'd be like, yeah, I wrote for Donald Trump.
Right, but...
Is she afraid?
No, I don't necessarily think she's afraid. I think she's learned or has been taught or has been coached not to respond to political things in general, or just she has the right to pick and choose what she responds to. Also, this video doesn't necessarily confirm or deny, right?
I love this. I love it. You're like speaking for Addison. I'm gonna go on the press side. I love this. This is good.
I'm just saying.
I guess political's out of the question. We can't ever bring political conversations up when you're with the paparazzi.
I mean, that's not true. You know, some celebrities, especially in today's age, have used their platform and their voice to, you know, highlight certain political candidates or support causes. Addison, I guess, just has not chose to use her platform for that.
But she's been in the top five in our power players because of this. She is powerful.
Yes, she
is. We gotta give it to her.
Well, let's talk about another woman who is powerful who actually had a birthday this week. Our number four power player, Miss Selena Gomez.
It was a busy week for Selena, who just turned 29 this week. Happy birthday. But most fans were more focused on Selena's increasingly popular TikTok account. On the social media app, Selena posted a now viral clip of herself lipping a sound saying, "So you're telling me that you can read his astrological birth chart, but you can't read the red sign or red flags?" As usual, fans were quick to link the post to Selena Gomez's ex, Justin Bieber, with many suggesting that this might be shade at Bieber's current wife, Hailey Bieber. Gomez ignored these comments, and neither Bieber has had anything to add to the situation. Nonetheless, the TikTok, which features Selena in a cute red sweater, sipping from a Coca-Cola can with a straw, continues to go viral. What is certain is that Selena seems to be doing well, has a new Hulu show on the way next month, and is paying less mind to comments than she has in the past.
Power player, yes. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, the funny thing is we still ship Bieber and Selena, and we still care. And anything she does, we're gonna try to find a way.
Well, but be careful, you're saying we. We're saying Jelena shippers still support that, but we have to understand
that. HollyWire does. We still ship them. We still want them.
If you're a longtime fan of the two, obviously we saw a lot of wonderful times this relationship had, but there was a lot of toxicity that is very public involved.
You probably know this. I don't know this. What is Justin Bieber's sign? I mean, because that's really important in
this situation.
He's a Pisces.
I think he's a Pisces moon, to be exact. I'm a thing on astrology.
Talk about a shipper right here.
I'm an Aquarius, so, for those that are wondering.
The crazy thing is, like, so why does like that have to do with a red flag? You know what I mean?
I think, of course.
Because I'm a Libra. Is that a flag? Anybody out there? Red flag. What are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
Red flag. Red flag.
No, I think people are just quick to kind of put these two together any chance they get. Jelena shippers, of course. But it's, you know, it's Selena being a little self-deprecating. You could allude to the fact, or fans could allude to the fact, that it's about Justin or any other previous relationship she had. She did also date The Weeknd. You know, there are other relationships in her life that were public.
This could be about The Weeknd. This could be a plot twist.
Or she's just trying to be cute. Twist. I'm just gonna say that I appreciate Selena joining the TikTok conversation. You know, it's new to her. She's become part of it, and I love seeing it.
Happy birthday to you. It was just Selena's birthday too.
Yeah.
That's even great. I loved it because she was like out with all of her girlfriends. She posted on a story. I followed her on Instagram. And she's like, you know, going out. That's what I love about Selena. She is living it up.
She is living it up. I mean, a lot of the Selena we know also is a homebody. You know, she's hanging at home with Taylor. They're cooking. They're doing a lot. You know, they're binging Netflix. So to see her out, I think, is actually really great.
What's the show she's got coming out? She's got a Hulu show?
Ooh. What
is she doing in the show?
She's an actress in the show.
It's an actress in the show? Oh, I thought it was maybe a cooking show. See,
so much. The cooking show was great.
That's
HBO
a show
Max.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
HBO
Selena
Max.
And Chef. It got a season 2. They had, you know, many different celebrity chefs come on and kind of teach Selena, so to speak, how to cook.
I'm being educated on Selena's career right now.
Yeah.
She's got two shows right now.
She does. And this one is a scripted show. She was caught filming in New York. I'm really excited for this. I think there's like some spy aspect to it. I can't remember on the top of my head right now, but very excited for it.
AKA power player, two shows, birthday. She just gets on TikTok and we lose ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so number three here, and oh, this one is really good because this guy right here, Josh Richards, it's Josh Richards, let's get to that. It's Josh Richards. I'm gonna read the story.
Oh, he'll tell you.
And then I'm gonna tell
you
everything about it. This is breaking news. As Josh Richards, a TikTok star user, Blackwood Ellie, a video about Josh DMing her keeps getting taken down from TikTok. In the video, Ellie faces the camera with the text, "Miss Nessa Barrett, please drop this song right now so we can scream about the same guy." Ooh, XOXO, a little Gossip Girl in there. Ellie then sings along to Nessa's soon-to-be-released song, IHYMUYD, which stands for "I hope you're miserable until you're dead." With the lyrics, "I hope you'll never fall in love again. I hope you'll be yourself and lose your friends. I hope they call you out for the you said. I hope you're miserable until you're dead." Woo! Woo! There's more. This is a good one. I love this. Then Ellie shows a DM from alleged Josh Richards where Josh messages her, "At the end of the day, I'm still effing Josh Richards." She responds with, "Irrelevant. There's no timestamp on this alleged conversation, but the fact that the DM falls on the lyric, I hope they call you out for your you said." He was still, the thing about this is, was he still dating Nessa Bear when this DM happened? As Nessa has made a point of saying that her music would reveal the truth about her leaving Josh Richards for his best friend and her new boyfriend, Jaden Hostler.
Well, we have to get that quote straight, Tony. Okay, he's still it. Josh effing Richards. Wow. I mean,
do you think he really put the F word in there, or effing, like he's like cute and clever like us?
I think he did actually put it. Dang. But that's a big statement coming from him. In today's world, to play devil's advocate again, there is something called Photoshop. But
yeah, so we don't know if any of this is ever true, you know? It could all be lies.
Right, but we do know that it's not a good look for Josh. And this girl, you know, saying that she wants to scream about the same guy to Nessa's song with Nessa is a big statement in itself and very relatable. I think a lot of girls out there that have had some crossover want to scream about the same guy.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, the truth will come out, and Nessa keeps saying that. So, like, and those lyrics are intense. Like, I was kind of, like, scared reading them myself. Like, I was like, oh, no.
It's
like,
intense, but
like,
it's
who are they about? Like, I was like, is that about me? Is that about me? Who's that about? You don't know who it's about.
Girls that Tony did wrong, if you're watching.
Oh, no. Nessa, stop writing songs about me. Okay, but it's, you know, that's why Josh is a power player.
Yes.
You know, he is definitely in the headlines for a relationship tea that's going on online.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, some other girl decides to put her juice about him's DM online.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a power. That's power.
Josh, unfortunately, when it comes to Nessa, is always surrounded by you know, controversy, but he really kind of strays away from that in his life. You know, he has a lot of positive things going for him with the BFFs podcast, and so he'll continue to be a power player, but we have to go back to the real part about the story, that it's not a good look for Josh if this in fact is true. That he spoke about himself like that and DM'd a girl, I mean, kind of showing his ego, and that, you know, it doesn't really matter what happened, what drama was.
Josh was just some random guy in Montana, and we didn't know who he was. Like, that we wouldn't even care about, though.
Right.
He's a power player. So another girl puts online on TikTok, and it keeps getting taken down. That's why the guy's got some clout. I wonder, and I don't know everything about Josh, but I wonder if they're bringing this up on BFF podcast, because this is a great conversation. If they haven't, you guys should.
They are 100% going to bring this up.
This is great.
This is what they thrive off of. They're going to have a great conversation on it. They'll probably bring the girl on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, they're really, really great at that. But I'm interested to learn the truth, whether this did actually happen or Josh was just like being tough that day, you know?
It's crazy also that, like, these singers, like Nessa, it's like she's gonna reveal the truth in her song. Like, that's gonna be a song with these lyrics about what happened. Like,
exactly.
That's a power. She's a power player, and she's been on the power player list. She's been on the power player list this week, but.
Yes, but someone that is on the power player this list this week is Josh Richards' friend, Mr. Bryce Hall, who's always in controversy.
Number two.
Bryce has been in the news all week as details of his rumored relationship with Riley Hubatka have continued to emerge. This is a story that has played out ever since Bryce was spotted kissing a mystery blonde girl in a nightclub, which many speculated was Riley Hubatka. The two later made a TikTok together in which Bryce jokingly said they were together and Riley said they weren't. Later, fans uncovered that Riley was wearing one of Bryce's sweatshirts in a recent photo. But then this week, things really heated up when Riley posted a selfie on Instagram with Bryce commenting, BMS, standing for Broke My Scale, referring to how attractive he thinks Riley is. The comment also featured about 100 emojis, further implying a potential relationship. Then later, Bryce took to Twitter to ambiguously tweet, "Do you miss me?" with Riley mysteriously tweeting, "Miss you already." This led many Twitter users to criticize Riley and imply that she shouldn't be into Bryce. Still, neither Bryce nor Riley have officially confirmed their relationship.
I think this Riley, you know, I think she's witty. I think she's funny. I think we should interview her at Hollywire, because the thing is, like, I like that she put that tweet after that. Do you miss me? And what did she say afterwards?
Miss you already.
Miss you already? Woo! Like, if somebody said that online, I don't care if they're joking or if they're serious.
Yeah,
I think I'm kind of into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Riley has a way about her. She's playing a little hard to get. We don't exactly know what's going on between these two. They have been hanging out a lot. Rice keeps trying to play on TikTok and kind of tease fans. Is he with her? Is he not? Really, he's confirmed that he's with her.
I'm all about moving on for Bryce. I am all about that for the guy. Like, I think the Addison stuff is just like the Selena Bieber stuff. And people have said that was like the Selena Bieber. They're part of this generation. And I'm all about him, though, moving on, because I do believe in Bryce. I think Bryce is one of the OG, like, YouTube video creators on the internet right now.
Yeah.
And so I think if he moves on, if he finds himself a nice lady, a new woman, then there's some new storylines and new stuff that we need to talk about.
You know, I think that is true. You know, it is kind of this generation of TikToks. Selena and Justin, so to speak, because we talked about them earlier. It's young love. It comes to an end. Both of them deserve to move on from each other if that's what they choose and find love again. So, like, Riley, you know, she has an edge to her. She looks good with Riley if it is in fact true. But we still have to wait for her to confirm it herself, Tony.
I know that. We all know that. We want the confirmation. But I'm just trying to, like, look at, you know, Bryce as, like, where his career could go from this type of stuff. That's how I have to always look at this. Like, why are they doing... I feel like it's always a career move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like she might have something on her that we don't know about her. I feel like she might have some talent that maybe we don't know about her yet.
Yeah.
She might have some videos that she's going to start posting on YouTube, some stuff where we're going to be laughing out loud, we're going to be falling in love with.
That's very true.
She might have a music career. She might be performing at iHeartRadio one day. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Who knows? Or maybe she just is in love with Bryce. Not in love, excuse me.
Ooh.
Maybe wants a relationship with Bryce, likes him, sees something there, and it could be just as simple as that.
It could be as simple as that. He didn't put her in her YouTube video, and they had like a kissing competition, which I was hooked on in that clickbait. I was like, oh my God, Bryce, you got yourself a new lady. I want to know who that is. And I was in on the kissing competition. I was like, is this going to happen? And I think they did reach the amount of views on that kissing competition. And I don't know if they did the kiss. Did they do the kiss?
No, I don't know either, but I do know that Bryce is king of this, and he knows what he's doing with this type of content, so of course it's going to go viral.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a career move always for Bryce, which I'm in favor of. I love that about Bryce.
Yeah, I do appreciate that as well. We still want to know an answer. So
she's looking for true love. I know that. You're looking for true love.
I'm a hopeless romantic, but I also think that... if it is true, we will hear sooner or later.
And they were sharing hoodies and t-shirts, and she's wearing his outfits these days,
too. All the signs point to a relationship. You don't wear someone's clothing that's of the opposite sex. Hey, well, I mean, that's not true. A girl and a guy can be friends and not be dating also.
Yep, we had that question when we interview celebrities all the time. It's like, have you ever stolen a guy's hoodie?
Yeah, and I have, and I think every girl probably has.
I've stolen a few guys' hoodies myself. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know what I mean?
So maybe not the hoodie is, you know, the signs point to Bryce, but everything else is leading towards that way.
Let's lead to the number one anticipated person on our power players, number one on the list. And can you guys guess who it is?
I have an idea.
Yeah, there it is. That was your chance to guess. And if you didn't guess, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you right now. Because number one is Dixie D'Amelio. Dixie D'Amelio is in the headlines this week as her new song, Psycho. Wow, there's another great title, Psycho. These guys, these are some crazy name songs. Just dropped as it's already blowing up on TikTok with the help of her little sister, Charli D'Amelio, dancing to the song. But Dixie was also in the news because of an interview she gave in which she described how ship culture and the constant rumors swirling in the comment sections of her post put a lot of pressure on her relationship with Noah Beck when the two first started getting involved. This prompted some speculation that Dixie may be insecure about the relationship, but Dixie affirmed that the couple are still going strong. On top of these rumors, Dixie also released the newest edition of her and her sister's clothing line, Social Tourists, which I'm following on Instagram, which this time features outfits of dogs. Oh my God. And if that wasn't enough, she also made sure to post some of her outfits from her new released music video on her Instagram. And we talked about it on our amazing new show called The Drip, which you guys need to watch.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, The Drip is a great show, so everyone should check in on that.
We can stick to the headlines. We'll get back to the promo of the show.
No, but Dixie's fashion is always amazing. She's styled by Maeve, who styles Hailey Bieber. I mean, you name it. She's an amazing stylist. I follow her on Instagram. And when it comes to fashion, Dixie knows what's up. But back to our single and the story. Listen, ship culture is weird. You think about the early stages of a relationship. You don't really know what's going on. You're still feeling each other out. If you had a bunch of people saying, hey, are you dating them? Are you dating them? When are you gonna date them? I ship them. It's gonna put some pressure on the relationship.
Ship lingers.
Yeah.
It lingers. I mean, look at Selena, it's still lingering. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, and that's what's happening with Dixie. The concept of like, people shipping them together before they were announced that they were together has put a little bit of maybe some spice in her and what she still feels about it. She's a little resenting towards that.
Yeah, I mean, for so long they were a couple of besties, as everyone knows Dixie's famous saying.
But we were right.
We were right. But sometimes we're not right.
When?
And ship culture. Not Hollywire. Here, we're always right.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kidding. But sometimes, you know, there people ship two people together, co-stars. You know, other people that are involved with each other in different ways, influencers that just film content together, collaborators on music stuff, and they're not even dating.
They're not even dating. I know. It's fun, though. That's the point of the ship culture. That's what it's part of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably some great songs written about Dixie. There's some good stuff. Because Psycho, which is interesting.
Yes.
What is Psycho about? You know, and people saw that little TikTok video or whatever. There was a little 20-second, 15-second video. And, like, people already started pointing fingers at Griffin Johnson.
I mean, of course. Yeah. That is natural.
He's giving her some content, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she's benefiting it on it as well, and I think that's awesome. You know, when bad things happen in your life,
she still ships that relationship, maybe.
No.
That's not, I couldn't use that that term.
No, that relationship is gone.
Okay.
She's happily with Noah Beck.
It's not gone. She just wrote a song, Psycho, about it.
I think
we still have to listen to it.
Yeah, she's using it to her advantage, of course, as she should. When bad things happen in your life, Tony, you gotta turn it around and you gotta move forward.
And write a song about it. And you gotta write a movie about it, a book about it, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's super relatable, I think.
Make
a lot
sure
you
of put
girls,
it out in the public and we'll all hear about it.
The song is great. If you saw the lyric video, super cool. Can't wait for the actual music video. And I think that Dixie, you know, when she's, the lyrics itself, a lot of people can relate to. I think everyone has felt like a psycho before by someone, a significant other.
And she is a power player. You know, she is aligned with an amazing team. She's got like, she's on Ellie Reid's new music label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this girl knows how to make moves in the industry. And the music video is, I just saw clips of it, but it looked phenomenal. And it also did look like Hollywire's Drip set.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it resembled it. The black and white.
The black and white.
Cool.
Very interested in that.
Yeah, on trend.
On trend.
But besides Dixie, I mean, she also has a family of power players.
Oh my gosh.
Her sister, her parents are involved. You know, they have a reality show potentially coming out as well. I don't think this is the last we'll see of Dixie on the list.
The social tours, the new fashion thing they got. They're posting posting photos about dogs. Guys, we have a dog right here that wants to hang out and see it.
We do. This is Mickey.
This is Mickey.
Maybe Mickey can wear one of the social tours outfits.
Yes.
Dixie, if you want to send us any to Hollywire, we appreciate all PR packages here. But those are our power players of the week. Make sure you tune in next week to see who makes the list. I'm Alex Schiffman. And
you got this.
Yes. And follow us at Hollywire for 24/7 celebrity news.
Thank you.